Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number four, lesson number four in the New Testament. And the objectives of this particular lesson are this, that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of John. You'll be able to identify to whom the book of John was written. You're going to be able to state the purpose for the book of John. You'll be able to write the key verse of the book of John from memory. And finally, you're going to be able to state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of John. Now, the author, of course, was John, and it was written to all believers to whom John portrays Jesus as the Son of God. And the purpose is to convince that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, and to lead men to everlasting life. The key verse is found in John 20:31, and the life and ministry principle are this, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the source of salvation, and the way to eternal life. The main characters in the book of John are Jesus, John the Baptist, and the 12 disciples. And as we go on to the outline, we have part number one, which is the introduction. And Roman numeral number one, we have the introduction of Jesus starting in chapter one. Point A, we have Jesus the Word, which was. Point number one, from the beginning. Two, with God. And three, was God. Point number four, the creative word. Point number B is Jesus, the life and the light. Point number one, the life and the light of men. Two, the light which shone in darkness. Three, the light of which John the Baptist gave witness. Four, the true light of man. Five, not received by some. And six, received by others. Roman numeral number seven, are Jesus in the flesh? Point number one, born of God. Point number two, the Word was made flesh and lived among us. And point number three, John the Baptist gave witness of the Word made flesh. Then we have point number D, which is still in chapter one. We have Jesus, the fullness of God's grace. And then we have Roman numeral number two. We have the witness of John. Point number A is to Jesus the Messiah. Point number one, the questioning. Point number two, the answer. Number three, the questioners. Four, more questioning. Five, the answer. Six, the location of the dialogue. And then we have B, to Jesus the Lamb and the Son. Point number one, the baptism. Point number two, the confession. Then we go into Roman numeral number three, which are about the first disciples. And that's still in chapter one. First off, we have point number A, we have Andrew. B is Simon. C is Philip. And D, Nathaniel is mentioned. Then we go into part number two, which is the public ministry. And that's where we're getting into chapter number two. So point number one, we have turning water into wine. A, the setting. B, the participants. C, the problem. And D, the miraculous solution. Then we have Roman numeral number two. We have the authority over the temple. That's still in chapter number two. Point number A, we have the transition to Jerusalem. B, the cleansing of the temple. And then point number one, we have the cleansing. Point number two, the disciples remember. Number three, the prophecy, and four, the disciples remember. And then number C, we have reaction to the cleansing. In Roman numeral number three, we go into chapter number three, which is the conversation with Nicodemus. In point number A, we have the setting, B, the declaration, C, the response, D, the first question, E, the response, F, the second question, and G, the final response. In point Roman numeral number four, we have the verification of Jesus by John the Baptist. Point A, the setting, B, the question, and C, the answer. Those are all in chapter three. We then go in Roman numeral number five, which is chapter number four, which is a mission among the Samaritans. So point number A, we have the setting in Samaria. B, the witness to a woman. C, the surprise of the disciples. D, the witness of the women in Samaria. E, a vision for the disciples. And F, results of the Samaritan mission. In Roman numeral number 6, we have a miracle in Galilee. Point number A, the transition to Galilee. And B, the healing of a nobleman's son. And that concludes chapter 4. So in Roman numeral number 7, we're now beginning chapter number 5, which deals with the sickness to health on the Sabbath. Point number A, healing on the Sabbath. B, the Jews and the man who was healed. C, Jesus and the man who was healed. D, the Jews and the man who was healed. E, a sermon following the healing. Point number 1, we have Jesus claims equality with God. Point A, in works. B, in resurrection. In C, in judgment. And D, in honor. Point number 2, we have witnesses to the divine claims of Jesus. Point A, a witness to himself. B, John the Baptist. C, the works of Jesus. D, the Father. E, the scriptures. In point number 3, we have condemnation of unbelief. Then we go into Roman numeral number 8, which is Christ, the bread of life. That's starting chapter number 6. Point number A, the setting. B, the problem. C, the feeding of 5,000. And D, disappointing results. Roman numeral number 9, we have fear into faith. That's still in chapter 6. And then number 10, Roman numeral 10, we have the sequel of the feeding of the 5,000. Point number A, the 5,000 reassembled. B, dialogue on the bread of life. Point number 1, the bread of Moses is compared to that of Jesus. 2, the bread that nourishes eternal life. 3, the living bread from heaven. 4, the bread of Christ's death. In number C, we have the results of the dialogue. Number 1, many turn back. In 2, 12 were left. In Roman numeral number 11, we have Jesus at the Jerusalem feast. That's starting in chapter number 7. So point number A, we have journey to Jerusalem. B, Jesus in Jerusalem, a controversial figure. C, inconsistency of the critics of Jesus. And D, Jesus the object of speculation. Point number E, the proclamation of Jesus. F, the divided crowd. And G, the divided council. Then we go into Roman numeral number 12, which is teaching in the temple. That's starting in chapter number 8. Point number A, the woman in adultery. B, Jesus, the light of the world. C, preview of the cross and the reaction of the crowd. D, the Jews and discipleship. Point number 1, freedom through the knowledge of truth. 2, the sons of Abraham. 3, the sons of Satan. 4, a charge of demon possession. Then we have point number E, which is the reaction to Jesus, the teachings of Jesus versus Abraham. Then we go into Roman numeral number 13, which is starting chapter number 9. So we have Jesus healing the blind man. Point number A, the man was blind from birth, is healed. B, the reaction of the blind man's neighbors. C, the reaction of the Pharisees. Point number 1, the interview with the blind man. 2, interview with his parents. And 3, another interview with the blind man. And D, the conclusion, Jesus, the blind man, and the Pharisees. Then we go into Roman numeral number 14, which is the pastoral dialogue. And that starts in chapter 10. Point number A, the true shepherd of the sheep. B, the door of the sheep. And C, the good shepherd of the flock. Then in Roman numeral number 15, we have mounting hostility towards Jesus. That's still in chapter 10. And we have a division over demon possession. Point number B, a demand for plain talk. C, Jesus' response. D, the execution for blasphemy is prevented. And E, a refuge beyond Jordan. In Roman numeral number 16, we have death turned into life. That's chapter 11. Point A is the setting. Point B, the plan. Point C, the dialogue on the significance of the event to follow. Point D, the hopelessness of death. Point E, the raising of Lazarus. And point F, results of the miracle. And then we have point number one, reaction of some who believed. Two, reaction of the council. Three, implications for the security of Jesus. Four, anointed for death, which is chapter 12. And then five, various reactions. Then finally, we have Roman numeral number 17, which is King Jesus. That's also in chapter 12. So point A, we have increasing popularity of the king. B, the visit of the Greeks to the king. Point number C, the death of the king. Point number one, prediction of the king's death. Two, assurance from the king, the father, to the king. Three, the witness by the king. Four, unbelief in the king. And five, belief in the king. Now we go into part number three, which is the private ministry, and that's in chapter 13. So starting in Roman numeral number one, we have the Last Supper. Point number A, an object lesson, foot washing. Point number one, the occasion. Point number two, the act. And point number three, the interpretation of the act. B, we have the exposure of Judas. C, the prediction of Jesus' departure. D, the prediction of Jesus' denials. And then we go into chapter 14, Roman numeral number two. It's a message of preparation and comfort. Point number A, the preparation. Point number B, the way. Point number C, the comforter. And point number D, manifestation to his own. In Roman numeral number three, we have the vital union of Jesus, which is now chapter number 15. Point number A, we have union with the vine. B, union in love. C, disunion with the world. And D, union with the comforter. Then in Roman numeral number four, we have preview of the future. That's chapter 16. Point number A, coming persecution is foretold. B, the comforter to come. C, prophecy of Christ's return to heaven. D, the perplexed disciples. E, the turning of sorrow to joy. And F, faith for the future. In Roman number five, we have the prayer of Jesus. That's now chapter 17. Point A, for himself. Point B, for his present followers. And point C, for his future followers. Then we go into part number four, which is the final days, and that's chapter 18. So Roman numeral number one, we have the capture, chapter 18, starting at verse 1. Point number A, meeting in the garden. B, betrayal of Judas. C, non-resistance of Jesus. D, violence waived by Jesus. And E, the departure of Ananias. Then we have point number two, Peter's first denial, still in chapter 18. Point number three, we have the hearing before Ananias, which is chapter 18. Point number A, the testimony of defense. B, the judgment of Ananias. Roman numeral number four, the second denial by Peter. Roman numeral number five, the third denial by Peter. And Roman numeral number six is the hearing before Pilate. Point A, a public hearing. B, the private hearing. C, Barabbas. D, abuse by the Romans. That's in chapter 19. E, death is demanded. And F, the pardon is rejected. In Roman numeral number 7, we have the death of Jesus. That's still in chapter 19. Point A, we have the crucifixion. B, the obituary title. C, a show of unconcern. D, the bereaved. And E, the death of Jesus. In Roman numeral number 8, we have the burial, still in chapter 19. Point A, we have the inspection of the body, and B, the burial itself. Then we go into part number five, and that is the resurrection and appearances, and that starts in chapter 20. So Roman numeral number one, we have the resurrection of Jesus. Point A, the evidence of an open tomb. B, the testimony of two messengers. C, the witness of the risen Lord. And then we have point number one is Mary Magdalene. Two is the disciples without Thomas. And three, the disciples and Thomas. And point number D is a summary and conclusion. Then we have Roman numeral number two. We have a meeting by the sea. That's starting in chapter 21. Point number A, an unsuccessful night of fishing. B, the solution of a master fisherman who is Jesus. C, breakfast with Jesus. D, reconfirmation of Peter. And E, the origin of a legend that the disciple John would never die. Then we have the conclusion, chapter 21. Roman numeral number one, we have John as the disciple testifying and writing. Number two, there are many things Jesus did which are not recorded by John. And that is it. So go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.